it may be a dead end. You know, I hope that's not the case.
That's what Governor Deal said Wednesday about a meeting he hadn't even had yet with some state staffers to start investigating how the state might make medicinal marijuana oil available. He acknowledged it's harder to do with no legislative mandate and harder still given federal marijuana laws. And now Deal appears to be looking to the feds for help.
I feel like the federal government and Congress will take heed of what is happening not only in Georgia but in other states related to this issue. And they could take action that would make our solutions a little easier if they could remove those restraints.
More than 20 states have some form of medical marijuana law. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.
And I'm Michelle Wirth. During another press conference Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle also weighed in on efforts to help those with seizure disorders gain access to an oil-based form of medical marijuana. Cagle made this plea to Georgia prosecutors.
I will call personally on every prosecutor in this state to not prosecute any parent that is trying to help their child with cannabis oil that has a seizure disorder. And I don't think there's any prosecutor that is going to prosecute a parent for trying to give their child a better way of life.
During the legislative session, senators attached language requiring autism insurance coverage for young children to a bill that would have made it illegal to prosecute Georgians who obtain the oil-based form of marijuana for seizures. The bill did not pass due to Republican infighting. Cagle said he was sorry the legislature did not deliver something to help those with seizure disorders, but he says the legislation did not solve the problem.
And we want a remedy, but there's also a federal law out there that says you can't transport this product across state lines.
Cagle says a legislative study committee will explore how to get a supply of the oil to those who need it.
There's the ability to look at an in-state depository that where we would actually be able to do it in a regulatory environment that would be right. There are many solutions.
Cagle also said the governor will be addressing the issue in the near future. Deal has not outlined specifics on how a medical marijuana program might work, but he has stated several times he thinks it needs to involve a medical school, such as the one at Georgia Regents University. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.